Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to another edition of the weekend edition of the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today is going to be the show of all shows. Each week, our goal is to provide top value for you and actionable steps on your financial journey. But today, we're really going to take you through our 5-step Retirement Success Blueprint planning process. It's helped so many clients get to and through retirement for the last 20 plus years. We're going to walk you through step by step, as if you were coming down and sitting with us, to discuss some of the things that we discuss with people every single day from this radio show and from all the other sources that we get to meet people on a regular basis. And this is going to be a great show, a super important show, because it allows you, our loyal listeners, to really learn about and embrace the Retirement Success Blueprint planning process. You deserve this. And when you hear about it more on the show, you're going to understand why. Well, it's funny. Just over the past weekend, I spent Sunday assembling this little storage unit in our laundry room. And man, it took me like 3 hours to put this thing together. And I share this because if a little storage cabinet in my laundry room is complicated, then I can't imagine people entering retirement without a plan, without going through what we're going to go through and be talking about today, just making sure that you're in good shape for the future so it doesn't all fall apart. At least the storage cabinet came with directions. Retirement doesn't. And with this, if you make a mistake, you could fix it. With retirement, you make a mistake, that's the end of it. There's no do-over. So when it comes down to our 5-step Retirement Success Blueprint plan, that's what we've developed. We're going to get into why us, why Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, why the business model is completely different. You don't have to work with us, but I think it'll give you a baseline of what your expectations should be with whoever you work with in the future. So I'm sure you get invitations to dinners, right? They're going to buy you a free steak dinner or a free pasta or something. You hear a lot of different radio shows, and we want to discuss that too. We're going to address that head on, kind of under the why us stuff. But the background behind the Retirement Success Blueprint and what it basically started, we think that each and every person listening to this show needs 5 different areas that when addressed properly are going to lead to really high-end chance of success in retirement. And those areas are 1, a real retirement income plan, knowing where your income's coming from in good markets and bad. 2, an investment risk plan, right? Don't take more risk than you need to. 3, a proactive tax plan. 4, a healthcare plan. And 5, a legacy and estate plan. Because let's face it, if you're listening to this show right now, I'm sure whether you have this or not, you probably want to make sure that you have income that lasts as long as you do. You probably want to make sure that the income plan, there's Social Security maximization, so you're not leaving any money on the table. There's spousal strategies to coordinate your benefits or make sure that one of you can still pay the bills if the other one's not there. There's inflation built into your income stream. And with your investment plan, you want to reduce the volatility and make sure that your portfolio matches your risk level. With taxes, you want to make sure you're both saving taxes now and in the future. You're saving legally and ethically the taxes that you might be overpaying right now. When it comes to healthcare, people look so concerned and want to address healthcare as they retire. If you're going to retire before 65, how do you bridge to Medicare? If it's after 65, are you concerned about long-term care? And then there's legacy and estate planning. Maximizing what's left to the next generation as efficiently as possible, if that's important to you. So the difference is everyone that you hear on the radio, we're the best at Social Security planning. We do investments. We do legacy. Here, what we do is our 5-step process, but it's all in one spot all under one roof. Oftentimes, people ask me why I went into the business. We're celebrating our 15th year as Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So why did I go independent? And there's multiple reasons for that, but I found there was just a lack of comprehensive planning out there. I mentioned about people on the radio that they focus on this or they specialize on that. When you study the industry, you find out that people that have $10 million or more, they're getting all this detail. They're getting all this focus, their taxes, their estate planning, their investments, their health care. But if you've got $500,000 or $5 million, why isn't your advisor serving you in the same capacity? Everyone deserves that. Everyone that's listening to the show deserves that attention to detail to make sure that you have a mapped out income plan, investment plan, tax plan, estate plan, whether you've got $500,000 or $5 million. All those things that I was just mentioning, that's why I started Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, so we can address all of those things under one roof. We've got a CPA and a full tax team on staff. We've got a legal team under our roof that we work with to do estate planning for clients. And of course, we're fiduciary financial planners. When we do different trainings across the country in different areas that we work with, we see people that do have things that's different, and we have something that we can actually help people, because you're listening to get out to and through retirement. It's not just fluff that we're here talking about on the radio. It's a real proven process that helps folks build a plan and gives you confidence and clarity as you enter retirement or if you're already in retirement. And it's funny because one of the biggest questions we get asked when folks come in and visit with us, can I retire? What is my retirement going to look like? And to sit down and go through the whole plan comprehensively and build out that actual income strategy, the investment strategy, and then take a look at everything from a tax standpoint, make sure the healthcare is taken care of, and then add that final piece to make sure that when the time comes many years down the road, when they're no longer with us, that the money's transitioned to the next generation, the people they care about, the organizations they care about. It empowers them and gives them the big C word as they enter retirement. That's just confidence. And the best way I tell listeners or just explain to you what the power of this retirement success blueprint process can do is I want to give you a recent example. I had a couple I met with literally 2 years ago. It was Billy and Angela, and they had about $500,000 saved for retirement. They were both 64 at the time. And one of the first questions I asked them, which is one of the most common concerns that we see, is when do you want to retire? When is your ideal retirement date? And you know what their answer was? I don't think we're ever going to be able to retire, Mike. And I remember they looked me in the eye and they said, we're never going to be able to retire. I'm almost embarrassed to be here because we haven't saved enough money for our situation. So I said, well, let me just crunch the numbers for you. Let me take some time, see what we can do. And I remember Angela said, listen, we've only got $500,000. I know we're not going to be able to make it. Can I just tell you, they were able to make it. And this is what I love about the industry, is being the bearer of actually good news, as opposed to being the bearer of bad news. And their idea was to retire initially by 68, which they knew that they couldn't. And they said, you know, we might have to work until 68 or even later. But I said, we can actually build a plan where you can actually retire in 2 years at 66. And guess what happened a few months ago? They retired at 66. And the neat part about it, I was just talking to her the other day, and now they're setting up trips, a family trip they always wanted to take, and they're doing things they never imagined possible just because we took the time, and they took the time to do what? They picked up the phone and called us. They got a second opinion on their plan to find out kind of what little levers could be pulled to make sure it was possible. And I love working with awesome families. And I love working with people that they initially think they don't have a chance at retiring. And I get to be the bearer of good news and saying, hey, guess what? Let's look at your information. You can actually retire. And here's when you can do it. And that's the best part of my job. So as you're listening right now, is if this sounds like you, if that's a concern that you have, whether you can or cannot retire or at what point you retire, let's take a look at your situation. Let's see how much you save for retirement. What are your expenses? What's your rate of return do you need to earn to get you to retirement? Or if you're already in retirement, how do you get more income in a more tax-efficient way? And how are you going to get the income you need in retirement that lasts as long as you do? I love putting all these pieces of the puzzle together. It helps folks retire when they want to and to be able just to give them financial independence. And you know what it took Billy and Angela to be financially independent? It took a phone call, folks. So right now, I've actually set aside 5 appointments specifically for our radio listeners over the next 2 weeks. If you call now, book a visit with us here, here's what you're going to get. First, you're going to get a retirement success blueprint kit. We're going to send that out, and it's going to discuss basically some options about retiring. This is going to help you take the mystery out of your financial planning by mapping out where you are right now well as offering suggestions on things that you could be doing as we move forward. We're also going to run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor or your funds are costing you. See if we can reduce your expenses, because if we reduce your expenses, guess what? You get to keep more money, which is going to get you closer to your goal. If you own a bunch of funds in your 401k, you might not know how much they cost you, but a fee analysis is going to help you uncover what you're really paying. By addressing your costs and fees, you'll actually be able to see that simply by protecting your retirement and investments, keeping more money in your accounts, you'll notice your whole attitude towards retirement might even change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you can possibly reduce your taxes, which will increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you that's going to utilize proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take a lot of the worry out about how you're going to be living in retirement. In retirement, income is the outcome. So ensure that it helps you just take that guesswork out of the financial planning. It helps you determine your retirement income because we solve for income. And as a bonus for anybody who books that no obligation visit with us, I'll even throw in a copy of the book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, that we wrote. All it takes is a call. We'll get this started for you. Pick up the phone right now. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Once again, 866-316-0822. Or even go to our website, crystallaketax.com. Up next, we're going to talk about the first step of our five-step process, income planning. How do you know when you can retire unless you know how much income you can actually get from your investments? We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. If you're age 65 or older and own a traditional IRA, 401k, or other retirement plan, you'll soon have to deal with your required minimum distribution, or RMDs. Suddenly, a portion of your tax-deferred savings will be taxable again, and the overall impact on your portfolio could be significant if you're not armed with the right information.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live workshop, Taxes in Retirement, coming up Thursday, June 15th, and again Tuesday, June 20th, both 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District.
Register today. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Again, this is a live workshop, Taxes in Retirement, Thursday, June 15th and Tuesday, June 20th, both 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Register today. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, fiduciary financial planner. Phone lines are always open, 866-316-0822, or always visit us online at crystallaketax.com to get caught up on the show. So today's show, we are going into the five-step plan of what we call your Retirement Success Blueprint. Now, before we go down that rabbit hole, I've got a gift for you, and it applies to the retirement planning topic. Now, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income's the outcome, I put together what I refer to as the Retirement Success Toolkit. The Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit could be yours free of charge. It's got a lot of things in it. Why? Because you need more than one thing in retirement. Give us a call. We'll send that out to you at our expense. No cost, no obligation to you. 866-316-0822. Ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822, or even go to crystallaketax.com and ask for it there. Happy to send that out to you. No cost for you. So on today's show, we're talking about going through our five-step Retirement Success Blueprint plan that's designed for you to help you get to and through retirement. We talked about earlier in the show, people always ask us, what makes you different in Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, right? You hear it every week on the radio show. What makes you different than the other planners? And it's very easy. You can get an investment plan anywhere. You can get a Social Security report anywhere. You can get an investment plan, a tax plan, as far as I know, because we trademark it, right? But the one thing you can't get anywhere else is all these things in one place under one roof. It's called a retirement success blueprint. It takes all these things together and puts it into your retirement and builds out one holistic plan for you. The investment plan, the income plan, the healthcare plan, the tax plan, and the estate plan, all built into one. So we talk about the importance of those five areas that we think you should have. And when addressed properly, it's going to lead you to retirement success. And that's income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. So before we get into all these other areas, we want to start this segment off with income. Retirement income planning. It's the whole reason for the income analysis, which everyone listening should have done for them. Let you know how to maximize your income for retirement. If you don't know what an income analysis is, it's showing you how much you need to live off of in retirement, and then us showing you how we can actually get that, where it's coming from in retirement. Usually from us, it's in the form of interest and dividends, so you're not spending any of your own principal. It's coming up with a plan to address your income needs in retirement, but it's not just taking money out. That's a withdrawal plan. We're talking about an income plan. It's figuring out what are the tax ramifications. It's how do you maximize Social Security if you haven't claimed it yet. It's looking as if you need $100,000 in today's dollars, guess what? With inflation, that $100 is going to need to be $115, $120 in a few years. So your income plan has to make sure it keeps up with inflation. Bottom line, folks, the first area we usually start almost all the time with folks that listen to this show like yourself, which you're probably most concerned about, is your retirement income plan. Because you don't know if you can retire unless you have confidence in place that you've got enough income to cover your expenses when the paychecks stop. So we talked about the first thing. A lot of people that come in are nervous. They might have heard us for a few years, but I met with somebody about 2 weeks ago and they came in. She was about 62. She was single, very apprehensive. She said, I've listened to you for a while on the radio, Mike. I know I need help, but I'm just kind of apprehensive. And so I think folks listening, that's a common concern. That's something that you're going to feel when you're going into a place. You might not know what to expect. Maybe you feel a little underprepared. But I just want to give everybody the peace of mind that when you sit down with us, that's not the case. The last thing we're going to do is judge you for how much you saved or you didn't, right? So whatever the case is, it's where you are. Each of you out there, we have built this five-step planning process to help you get to and through retirement. And we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that that happens. We can't worry about what we didn't do in the past. We got to worry about where we're starting from now and how do we improve it, enhance it going forward. So when it comes to Social Security, I just had a case recently that I had planned for someone right away to maximize their benefits. This woman, 62 years old, came into office. Her goal is to reduce her hours at work. But if they weren't going to let her reduce her hours, she was going to say goodbye. So she was working. She just wanted out. She was tired. Again, money all over the place. She had a couple accounts scattered here, and really the first goal was to establish what her income needs needed to be in retirement. Then take a look at the different strategies that were available to her. And unfortunately, her husband had passed away about 15 years ago, and she didn't really realize that there were some additional survivor benefits in Social Security that she was eligible for as well. So we're able to access those additional survivor benefits for her. So I think in June, last year's one we filed, we got those benefits for, and then the company did let her reduce her hours down another 10 or 15 hours a week. So the Social Security survivor benefit, along with the part-time income, plus a little bit of additional income off of her investments, she's living the lifestyle she wants. She's got more time to spend with the grandkids and travel and do the things that she wants to do. Heck, she recently just picked up pickleball. And I mentioned for her, just before she came in, she was a little apprehensive, as you'd mentioned. And initially, just by picking up the phone, coming down, sitting with us, we were able to give her an extra $10,000, $15,000 a year of income just by uncovering different strategies that she didn't know were available to her. And it's funny now because when I sit with her on reviews, I meet with her about every 6 months or so, the stress, and I just look at her, and she's changed so much in the past year. You can just see the stress come out of her face. You can just see how happy that shift has been. And she wouldn't have been able to do it unless we met and uncovered that strategy. And that's what I've been saying, that confidence, having an income plan, knowing exactly how much is coming in on a monthly basis, good markets or bad, how much is going out on a monthly basis, It just gives you confidence, confidence to spend. It gives you the idea that not only can you retire or reduce your hours, but you can do all of it because those numbers have been crunched for you, and now you know. Where a lot of people in retirement, they're just saying, I hope. Crossing their fingers like, I hope it's going to be all right. I think I'm going to be okay. But you need to look at everything and map it all out. And then once you've done that, then you can charge into retirement. Then you can be ready for it. Embrace it. Take that trip. Whereas I said, without that retirement income plan, you're just not as clear. You're not sure what's going to happen later. You're just kind of winging it. And I think a lot of folks that listen to our show, what I realize is many people come into our office and they say, you know what, I've had an advisor. I think he or she's done a great job. They've grown my money in the last 10, 20 years, which is kind of what their role was. But that's since I was 30, 40 years old. Now I'm in my late 50s. I'm in my 60s. They've grown the money, but that's because the market had done well, right? So they kind of benefited from that relationship. But what they told me, and I agree with, is many have kind of outgrown that advisor because when it was just about growing their money and stick it in the market, they were okay. But now when they say, hey, I want to protect it, I want to legally pay less in taxes, which accounts do I tap first? Should I be doing Roth conversions? All of those kind of things. It's no longer about accumulating more money as much as it is distributing and preserving what you have now. So if you're getting close to retirement, 5 years away from retirement, you're already in retirement, and your advisor's still talking growth strategies to you, when you want to talk about tax efficiency, retirement income, what I call eat the eggs, not the chickens, which means, you know, don't spend any of your principal, live off the interest and dividends, protecting yourself from big market crashes, and they just want to talk about accumulating more, you may have outgrown your advisor. And that's what it is. You got to find out how you're going to distribute your money back to you, make sure it lasts as long as you do, and gives you a rising income. It is pretty simple stuff, but unfortunately, many brokers in the business don't want to talk to you about that. They just want to talk to you about what's going on in the markets. So an income analysis is really just saying, how much do you need to spend in retirement? Let's figure out where that's coming from so your money lasts as long as you do. Then it's what sources of income do you have? So security, pensions, rental income, whatever it is, maybe even part-time work. And then what's the gap you need to fill? It's solving for income. So if we have a fill a gap of $4,000 or $5,000 a month with inflation, we're going to set up a portfolio in a manner that's going to address that head-on. So when you leave our office, and a lot of people come in beforehand and they have no idea, no clue where they're going to get their income from. And we show them in black and white exactly where that income's going to come from. There's just a sense of relief of just knowing where the income's going to come from, independent of what's going on with the market. And it's very common, folks. If that sounds like you, that's a common thing. You got money everywhere, no plan, right? I call it a financial junk drawer, right? You've been sold stuff. You got IRAs and pensions and 401ks and money in the bank and some annuities and some life insurance, but nobody's ever put it all together for you. The goal is when you leave our office, you get a Crystal Lake Tax and Financial banner with your retirement success blueprint in it, a written out plan that shows you where you are and where we're taking you. So that when you leave our office with that plan, as we have our reviews several times a year, we see clients every day. And I love seeing that stress change and the life change because we're able to actually provide and take the time out of their day, make the call, provide the plan. Folks, like I mentioned, it just takes one call. And all these lives that we mentioned change because that person like you last year, 2 years ago, 15 years ago, just picked up the phone, called our office and said, I'm going to take an hour out of my day. I'm going to set an appointment, have a conversation. And folks, that's all it is a conversation. May or may not make sense to work together, but at least you get your questions answered. Again, if you want to get on our calendar, 866-316-0822. 866-316-0822, or check us out at crystallaketax.com. When you come in, we're going to provide you with strategies on developing your income plan, your tax plan, your risk plan, your health care plan, and your estate plan. We're going to address that right off the bat as part of our five-step planning process. When can you retire? Or if you're already retired, how do we legally pay less in taxes and maximize our income at the same time? Love sharing those strategies with you. Again, 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. After the break, step two of our five-step process, investments. How to make sure you're controlling the risk and the volatility as you enter retirement or in retirement We'll be right back. You are listening to Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Right now, we're offering the free report, The Importance of Financial Defense. It was the great Alabama coach Bear Bryant who once said, defense wins championships. And you can bet almost every great coach in nearly every sport has shared this same philosophy. The Importance of Financial Defense will answer two key questions. Is another major drop possible? And if it happens, how big of an impact might it have on you? The Importance of Financial Defense, available free right now from the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. For your free copy, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit CrystalLakeTax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're walking you through our Retirement Success Blueprint five-step planning process. It can help you get to and through retirement, and it has helped so many clients we work for do exactly that. So before we pick back up on the topic, I want to get out a gift to you. So if you haven't already requested one, this is going to be our Retirement Success Toolkit. We say every week here on the show, in retirement, income is the outcome. How do you get it? We'll show you in the toolkit. It's got a copy of my recent book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So how do you get that complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit? Raise your hand, give us a call, we'll send it out to you. We'll even pay for the postage. 866-316-0822. 866-316-0822. Ask for your Retirement Success Toolkit. You can also check us out at CrystalLakeTax.com. And we have a planning process. We've got planning tools that are going to help you get through retirement. So why not utilize them, right? In the first segment, we talked about step one of our five-step process is building out a real retirement income plan, knowing where your income's coming from in good markets and bad, where you're not spending through your principal. Can't have retirement unless you have income. We want to get you some of that mailbox money every month. So step two of our five-step planning process is the risk and investment plan. You might be thinking everyone has an investment plan. Everyone has investments, right? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, real estate, life insurance, whatever it happens to be. But the most concerning thing that I see when it comes to investment planning is controlling the amount of risk within your portfolio. So let me say that again. The most important part of investment planning when you're getting close to or in retirement is to control the amount of risk and volatility or the potential for huge losses when you're close or in retirement. That could be the difference between success and failure for many people listening to the show. And another great way of summarizing that is when you enter retirement, it's about hitting singles and doubles. We're not trying to hit home runs anymore. We just want to be consistent. We want to keep what we have. We want to grow it with inflation. We want to get an income off of it. We want to pay less in taxes legally. But we're not trying to hit home runs anymore. We've already accumulated what has to last us the majority of our life. And it made me think of another couple that came in recently. This is Brian and Michelle. Brian was a carpenter. Michelle was still working, and she had a big, long commute into the city that she hated. And she was literally going to the city from the northwest suburbs on a daily basis and was just unhappy as could be. And so they were nervous, too, when they came in because Brian had just recently been laid off. And he was doing odd jobs, doing some carpentry work. And he was just saying, all right, all she had was this 401k. And it was in the market at that point, and last year wasn't very friendly to it. So obviously we did step one, which is really build out their income plan and talk about, okay, if Brian collects Social Security now and she continues to work or make some adjustments. And that's what we set up and said, okay, anywhere from 6 months' time to a year now, if that commute was too much for her, she would be in a position to retire at any time just because of the extra income we could get out of the 401k by making some tweaks to it in a more of an income-based protected strategy rather than just trying to throw it in the market and hope that it only goes up. And the other chunk we just let grow, and we said, look, Michelle, no matter what happens, if there's a market correction, if the Fed keeps getting crazy and throws us in a recession, you are not going to be impacted by it. right? Doesn't mean that the values will go up and down, but it won't change your ability to retire in the next 6 to 12 months. In other words, the market's not going to dictate when that commute becomes too much for her. So if she's done with that commute, we've set up the portfolio so the minute that she wants to be done working, then we know exactly what bucket we're going to get the income from and exactly where we're going to get the growth in the future from. So when that volatility kicks in, that correction happens, we go into a recession later this year, it won't affect Michelle and Brian's financial life. When she left the office after telling her that, after doing the reviews, after establishing the plans, it's so nice to remind her. But imagine the feeling knowing even when she's making that commute, she can stop whenever she wants to. That's the confidence in knowing that it's her choice. It's just liberating. That's a much better way to go to work than to wonder, like a lot of people, hey, how long am I going to have to do this for? So even with the recent market drops, it felt good to tell her, to remind her that, hey, the market falls, don't worry about it. We've got a plan. We've got an income plan. And so I was able to tell her what happens. When all this market stuff's happening, all this bad news hitting everywhere else, banks failing, I can say, here's what it means to you. And it doesn't mean much because we're able to set up the portfolio, how we set up the risk and investment plan the right way. And it won't change the timeline or your ability to retire. And a lot of people that come in our office, we still use the market as a tool for many of the folks that we work with. It's a good long-term investment strategy. But if all of your money's subject to full risk, all of your money's in the market, think about if you're fully in the market. You basically wake up every single year knowing you might make a 30% or you might lose 30%. So if you got $1 million, hey, I might make $300,000 this year, or I might end the year at $700,000, which is almost half the money you've saved for your entire life. And so to me, that's the first thing when it comes to when we talk about risk control. You've worked your entire life to get to this point. Why are you taking chances? Did you even know that there's strategies available right now that we can utilize at the time where you take advantage of some of the upside of the market, but you don't take the same downside risk? And a lot of clients, we tell them every single day, and I say this, if you're listening right now, take this into consideration, because maybe we're not the right firm, because here's the conversation I sometimes have to have. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, I'd much rather you be mad at me because the market's up 20 and you're only up 14 than to be mad at me because the market's down 40 and so are you, right? And now you got to go back to work. That's the deal, 100%. It's controlling the amount of risk. It's not always about getting 100% of the upside. A lot of times it's just avoiding most of the downside. It's setting up the plan correctly. Our philosophy since we started building out these retirement success blueprints is you need money for safety, money for income. You got those two buckets built, right? Which to me, I draw a line in the sand and said, look, safety and income, that's what you've got protected. You've protected your lifestyle. Then we talk about growth. That's the biggest thing we're trying to do for folks that we work with is, look, I give them an ability to say, I don't want to drive to the city anymore if you don't want to. You can walk away if you want to. It's liberating. We're helping them protect their lifestyle and not have to worry about when they turn on the news, is the market up or down on a daily basis? Once again, it doesn't mean that you don't have money in the market. It just means you don't have so much in the market that it's going to impact your current lifestyle and retirement. Now, once that's done, you've got the third bucket for the money, which is growth, right? We've got our safety and we've got our income. Well, now if there's some more money left, then that's the growth. And that's what goes into the bucket for growth. That's determined in a conversation because we've got some clients that are a little bit more maybe on the aggressive side in that growth bucket. We've got more of those clients that are still more conservative, but they do want growth from that bucket. But that's not money they need to pay their bills this year. So we could go out a little bit longer with that. So if you're going to be in market, basically you just need time, right? It can't be your income and safety money. So our clients were only advising that a portion of their money that we have invested for them stays in the market. And then we use other alternatives when it comes to getting them safety, getting them income. You don't want to be that market generated because if it's all in the market and you got $1 million and you retire and boom, the market tanks. You might have half of what you thought you were going to have to live on for the next 30 years. So one example, we had a recent client that came in as well. His name was Mike as well, and he was a veterinarian. His wife, Joanne, has retired a few years back. They had about $1.5 million. And the first question I asked him, what's the most you could lose in this portfolio without really, for lack of a better word, freaking out, getting super nervous? He's in his early 60s. He was going to retire in 2 or 3 years. And he said, if I've got $1.5 million, if I lost more than $200,000 or 10 or 15%, I'd be super nervous. Well, I'm glad he came in because we ran and scanned his portfolio to see how much risk he was already taking. And in reality, if we had another downturn like 2008, he would have lost about 40 or 50% of his portfolio. So his $1.5 million would have easily been down to about $700,000, $800,000. And if that happened, imagine having two tall buildings and a tightrope in between them. And the only way to get from one side to the other is to take the tightrope. If you have one little slip, it's over. In his case, the retirement would be over. If he had a big drop just in the year or two before he retired, he'd have to wait years just to get back even. Folks, we don't want you to have to wait years just to get back even. If you've got all that risk in your portfolio and you got one mess up, the market corrects like it does every few years, you're going to go back to work or you're going to have to work longer. And I hate to say that, but I'm just being honest. So what we try to do is this. We still want to get you from one building to the other, but we want to build a bridge and put some safety nets underneath it and some guardrails and some handrails so you can comfortably walk across that bridge. So when it comes to you planning for your retirement, taking volatility, taking some risk, we want to reduce that. So it's important. And that's what we want to do. Again, when I talked about Mike and Joanne, it took them a phone call. So take the time. If you've got questions, you've got concerns, you're not sure if you're heading in the right direction right now or all these things going on with recession and interest rates and the bank failures and the economy and coming off of 2022 where the markets were down double digits. If you just got questions, we set aside 5 appointments over the next 2 weeks specifically for radio callers. 866-316-0822. When you come in, we're going to run a risk analysis. We're going to run a fee analysis. We're going to run an income analysis and then run a tax analysis. You might be sitting on $1 million with the potential to lose $400,000. But you're close to retirement or you're in retirement. We want to make sure that gets corrected so that you can either enter or stay in retirement with confidence without worrying about what's the market doing this week or next. Again, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822, or you can go to our website, crystallaketax.com, and get on our calendar that way. So far, we've covered in income and investments. When we get back, we're going to discuss the 3 other steps of our retirement success blueprint plan, which include tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. You are listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
If you're age 65 or older and own a traditional IRA, 401k, or other retirement plan, you'll soon have to deal with your required minimum distribution, or RMDs. Suddenly, a portion of your tax-deferred savings will be taxable again, and the overall impact on your portfolio could be significant if you're not armed with the right information.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live workshop, Taxes in Retirement, coming up Thursday, June 15th, and again Tuesday, June 20th, both 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District.
Register today. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Again, this is a live workshop, Taxes in Retirement, Thursday, June 15th and Tuesday, June 20th, both 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Register today. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. So on today's show, we're talking and walking you right through our 5-step retirement success blueprint plan that we build out for our advisory clients. But before we go down that rabbit hole, I want to get something tangible in your hands. If you haven't requested this, grab your phone, grab a piece of paper, depending on where you are right now. I want to get you out what we call our Retirement Success Toolkit. A Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, walks through our entire planning process with you, a white paper called Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. builds right in with a planning conversation we're having today. How do you get that? Complimentary. We'll even pay for the postage. 866-316-0822. Again, ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get it out to you. No cost, no obligation. Touch base with us anytime. I think you're going to find it very helpful. So I know a lot of you are taking advantage of this, but it's super important as you're planning for retirement that you take the time to use necessary planning tools so that you enter retirement with confidence. Earlier in the show, we talked about an income plan and an investment plan and how important that is to build that into your overall process. Because without income, there is no retirement. Without controlling volatility, there's also no retirement because you lose half your money. So those are the two areas that we start off with all the time. Now, obviously, that area is already a differentiator from what most companies do. Most companies just want to sell you stuff, right? Talk to you about investments only. But at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we take it a step further. We look at three other areas, all internal and other planning tools. And that's really what sets Crystal Lake Tax and Financial apart from our competition, just being frank and honest, right? Everybody else just wants to talk investments. We talk investments, retirement income, taxes, estate plan, healthcare. And we have the professionals all under one roof to help you along that path. So step number three, with one being income, two being investments, step number three, when you come in and sit down with us, we're going to talk about tax planning. We have a CPA and an entire tax team on staff. Does your broker? Heck no. They tell you don't ask taxes, right? Go see somebody else if you got a tax question. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we have a full-blown tax practice in-house. This year, we'll do over 600 tax returns. Many for our clients and some for other businesses and successful professionals. How many of you out there listening right now would want to save money on taxes if you could do so? Both legally and ethically, by the way. Right? Even Patrick, our show producer, is raising his hand. But it's a common thing that most people, you sit down with them, you sit down with your financial advisor, they manage your money, they say, have a good day, see you next time. You made money, you lost money. And you say, wait, well, what about taxes? And all they say is, we don't do taxes, right? Go talk to somebody else. So when we build out a plan for our clients with us, it's called tax diversification. Our goal is when you're in retirement, we want to create different accounts that have different tax benefits or tax negative consequences in your portfolio. So if we can have accounts that are taxable, some accounts that are after tax, some that are pre-tax, some are tax-free, it allows us to maybe look at your tax bracket and make decision on what accounts and the methodology on which we withdraw from them to minimize the taxes that you have to pay, not just today, but over your lifetime. So especially right now until the end of 2025, that's when what they call the Trump tax cuts, the TCJA back from 2017, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, that's when taxes and December 31st, 2025, taxes are expected to go back up January 1st, 2026. It's already written in the tax code. So what are you doing today and over the next 2 to 3 years to take advantage of the historically low tax rates now before they go up? We're going to talk to our clients throughout this entire year about strategies that we now have at our disposal. And I'm not going to go too far on this, but we had a recent client that came in. They've been with us for about 5 years. They've got most of their money in a pre-tax IRA and 401k. So when they take it out, it's all going to be taxable. And they're in a situation where we can take out a little bit about each year, convert it into a Roth so it grows tax-free. They get future income tax-free. It'll be inherited tax-free. So we're always looking to help you save on taxes, if we can, in any situation, every single year. The more money you put away, sometimes most advisors aren't focusing on the tax ramifications. Even my own daughter, right? She's 19 now. But when she was 8, she had a piggy bank in her room, and she sits there every day, and she takes change and dumps it in the piggy bank. And I'm not kidding. The funniest part is the bottom of the piggy bank had this little cork thing that plugs the hole was missing. So when she put money in, she had put like 3/4 in, and one or two, a couple of dimes would fall out the bottom. And I started laughing like, Olivia, this probably isn't a good saving strategy. But I think a lot of you listening are putting money away, but you're actually causing a potential tax bill for you or maybe the next generation where you put a dollar in, but 20 or 30 cents is dropping out the bottom just because of poor tax planning. So tax planning is number three, and it's super important. And step four, healthcare planning. It's another area we have to cover. And I said it at the beginning about a comprehensive advisor means you're also talking about healthcare. So here's some of the questions that we ask when people come in and concerns that have been sharing with them. First is longevity. How long did your parents live for? Did they live in really good health into their 80s, 90s, or did they have poor health? And then also, did they need any type of extended care? Because one of the biggest costs people have when entering retirement, unlike their mortgage that they probably pay off pre-retirement, long-term care and health care costs can be $300,000 or more for a couple in retirement. So you need a plan to address that. Are we going to self-insure our assets? Are we going to pay for long-term care insurance? Should we look into Medicaid planning, working with our attorneys? And you have to find out, is there an insurance route you should be taking? And some of the newer ones even have a mixture of life insurance and long-term care in it together. So there's a lot of solutions out there, no matter what your health is right now. But the main point is that we have to be talking about it. We have to have a plan. It has to be part of the entire planning package, and it has to be mentioned. If your advisor is not talking about health care, you are not getting the complete package. So when we talk about longevity, it ties back into income planning as well. You need to know if you have an extended life cycle, because now you got to plan a little bit longer for your money to last and how long it's going to last for you. And your advisor needs to know that from the healthcare standpoint, because it affects the income side. They need to ask these questions, not just on the surface like, hey, how much have you saved? How much do you need? It's getting to know you, your entire situation, building that relationship. Some people like transactional things where they just come in and maybe make a transaction, right? Just buy an annuity or something from their advisor and they leave. For us, for the best fit for us, are people that work with us, they want a relationship. They don't want a transaction. We know the families. We know the situation. We know they're traveling. It's just an awesome feeling. And to know that we have their back and they trust us with this big important thing, this planning for their retirement. So in step one was building a retirement income plan. Step two is building out your risk and investment strategy. Step three was minimizing the taxes when we can. Step four was building your healthcare plan. Everyone comes to us as concerned about healthcare, yet their advisor never talks about it. Everybody that comes is concerned about overpaying in taxes unnecessarily, yet their advisor never talks about it. Step five for us is legacy planning, and this is really intergenerational money transition. So basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to create efficient plans, both from a tax standpoint, an income standpoint, a healthcare standpoint, and a probate avoidance standpoint to move money from one generation to the next with the least amount of time, least amount of taxes, least amount of cost, and least amount of government involvement. It's pretty interesting because I had a client come down to one of our offices and he had about $2.5 million. And he knew he wasn't getting the type of service that this really holistic planning process we're talking about. His advisor would meet with him once a year, pat him on the back and say, hey, look, hey, this is what we're doing. It's keeping up. You know, this is what we're keeping. This is what we're selling. See you next year. And he wanted a little bit more. And I said to him, Bill, not only do I think we can help you from an investment standpoint, help you build the income plan, get you through your life, but I think the main concern you have right now in your situation, you got $2.5 million estate plus the value of your property. You need tax planning. You need estate planning. Total estate was about $3.5 million, and he had no estate plan in place. There was no transition plan in place. He had a will. It was outdated. So what I did was we sat him down and said, look, you need to go visit with our attorney first. Build out your estate plan. Then you're going to sit down with our CPA. We're going to build out your tax plan. Then we're going to build out your portfolio, your income and risk plan. We basically wound up showing him how he could potentially save over $300,000 in voluntary and unnecessary taxes. Folks, that is paying for advice. Stop paying for products. Stop being sold things. Instead, work with a fiduciary financial advisor who's going to assist you not just on the investment component, but assist you with mitigating taxes now and in the future, building out an estate plan with their legal team that is going to not only make sure you have the right documents in place today for things like power of attorneys, healthcare power of attorneys, financial power of attorneys, advanced healthcare directives, but determine, do you need a will? Do you need a trust? Do you need transfer on death agreements? That is what getting real advice is all about. So you look at it from all these different angles, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and finally legacy. Folks, that's what we've been talking about today. It's our five-step plan. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. I was happy to show that with you. Like I mentioned, you might have an investment plan, a financial junk drawer, right? You've got stocks and bonds and IRAs and 401ks and pensions and annuities and life insurance. But has your advisor, your broker, your salesperson, whomever you're working with, has anyone actually just showed you how it all works together? how to avoid paying unnecessary taxes, how to make sure that your estate's going to transition efficiently to whomever you care about down the road, and making sure that if you need income in retirement, it's going to come from eating the eggs, not the chickens. You're not going to be spending your own money in retirement. It's going to be coming from in the form of gains, interest, dividends, so you have permission to spend in good markets and bad. We know you've worked your entire life. You worked very hard to get where you are, and I'm passionate every week when we share this. Every week I tell you, in retirement, income is the outcome. Without income, there is no retirement. So we believe that so many people have just outgrown their advisor, who they're working with. They got an investment plan, but the investment plan doesn't actually become a real financial plan. Your financial life is more complicated than just a bunch of mutual funds. Who you work with, you need to understand that. So if you are close to or approaching retirement, you want to take that next step. That next step is just a phone call. Either set up a 15-minute strategy phone call with me, or just sit down with us here with fiduciary financial advisor at Crystal Lake. Crystal Lake Tax and Financial will walk you through what that retirement success blueprint can do for you, talk to you about where you are, you share where you want to go, and we'll identify if there's any gaps that we can help you with along the way. But you want to have a plan that includes taxes, healthcare, legacy, and everything else that's involved, not just investments. You want to get on the calendar, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or get more information at crystallaketax.com. You've been listening to Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And before we wrap up today, I want to give you one more opportunity to request what we call our Retirement Success Toolkit. This is a great segue into the retirement planning topic we've been discussing today. What's in the Retirement Success Toolkit? More than one thing. Why? Because in retirement, you need more than one thing. It's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement?, and another guide, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get this complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit? Give us a call. Let us know you want it. We'll cover the postage. 866-316-0822. 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Happy to get that out to you. This critical Retirement Success Toolkit, get it in your hands today. So the number one takeaway from today's show: embrace the five-step process. So many people out there are working with advisors, and maybe they just focus on investments, or maybe they're working with an attorney who's only focusing on the estate planning, or they got a tax preparer that doesn't give them any tax advice. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we have fiduciary financial planners in-house, a CPA and tax team in-house, and we work with a legal team in-house for estate planning. Our five-step process gives you the ability to say, yes, I can retire. I know I have enough income. My investments are properly allocated for risk. I'm making sure I'm looking at and not missing any potential tax savings. Looking at everything from a healthcare standpoint to make sure you're not leaving a huge question mark at the back of your retirement. And then making sure that that money in your estate plan transitions the way that you want to. Thanks for joining us this week. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you for your support. If you like the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that needs tax-focused, conservative financial advice, don't keep us a secret. We look forward to talking to you next week right here on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Check us out at crystallaketax.com. You want to get on the calendar? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.